Kelly Farr has traveled all across America following politicians with a camera in hand. She's what's known in campaign culture as a tracker, a kind of political spy. Kelly's a Democratic political consultant today, but in 2008, she followed Republicans John McCain and Sarah Palin to nearly every state on the campaign trail. Todd Zwillick spoke with Kelly Farr for the second part of our series, Road Warriors, Life on the Campaign Trail.
A tracker is someone that follows anyone running for public office to make sure that they're held accountable for any words that they say while they're trying to gain votes.
Now, you say follows them how? With a camera, with a microphone, wherever they go? How does it work?
Anytime that they are talking to constituents or possible voters, we want to record those moments. So that's following them around with a camera. It's following them around with a microphone. It's to make sure that people are held accountable for what they're saying. So they're not going to, you know, the Chamber of Commerce and saying one thing and then going to a teacher's union and saying the exact opposite. It's to keep people true to their word so they're not out there just pandering and saying whatever they can to gain votes.
All right. Now, I want to get down to sort of what tracking really is, because I think when people imagine what this can do, they sort of want to get the silver bullet. You want to get the thing that absolutely kills the opposition. I want to play you an example of when this actually happened, Kelly Farr. Listen to this.
This fellow here over here with the yellow shirt, Makaka, or whatever his name is, he's with my opponent. He's following us around everywhere. So welcome. Let's give a welcome to Makaka here.
Now, we were just listening there to former Senator George Allen at an event where he used a racist slur actually toward a tracker. And that moment, when it became a campaign commercial, pretty much meant that George Allen wasn't a senator anymore.
Yeah, most people go back to that moment of why he wasn't elected that cycle. And let people, you know, all through the state see who he really was, show his real colors. Someone that doesn't think those thoughts doesn't just say things like that off the cuff.
But is most tracking like that? Is that the kind of thing you're getting, the silver bullet, the stake through the heart, or is it something different?
You know, unless you're tracking Sarah Palin or Donald Trump, you're usually not going to get those kind of moments. You're going to get very scripted speeches. So what is more likely to happen is if someone's lying about their voting record, if someone's just pandering a little center or a little right from what they usually say, or you'll get smaller off-the-cuff moments, you know, during rope lines or smaller town halls. But most electeds are a little smarter than to say things like that.
I got to think that you heard John McCain's stump speech 100 times. I may not even be exaggerating.
No, you're not exaggerating. You probably heard it more than that. Most trackers know someone's speech better than that candidate knows their speech. You know, they might be hearing it 6 times a day. So you know when someone veers off of what their campaign has written for them.
I have to imagine that the staff who works for the candidate that you're tracking must look upon you with quite a lot of disdain. I mean, they know why you're there. They get it. They're not going to help you out at all, right?
It really depends on the campaign. You know, I was a tracking director as well, so I had a lot of trackers on a lot of different races over years. And so we came into a contact with hundreds of different campaigns. And some were, you know, really respectful and realized that, you know, we were there to get a job done and we were very respectful back. Some candidates on the other side were pretty aggressive. Some campaigns were very aggressive. Some staffers, some volunteers assaulted different trackers of, you know, trying to push them outdoors, trying to push them down staircases, putting signs in front of their camera, playing music on an iPod in their camera microphone so they couldn't capture a moment, basically doing everything possible to make sure that you didn't get the shot.
All right, so Kelly, we talked about sort of the realities of tracking, getting every utterance in case somebody distorts or lies about their record. But back to that silver bullet, what's the biggest get you ever got?
You know, my team was associated with a lot of them. I was at a Palin rally in Ohio where it wasn't necessarily the candidate. It was the people on the ground. It was her supporters getting pretty violent. We're getting pretty racist. Actually started attacking the press riser because they were blaming the media on Sarah Palin's kind of fall from grace. My team at American Bridge caught many moments from, you know, Josh Mandel attacking one of our trackers. One of our first hits was John Bruning compared welfare recipients to raccoons.
The raccoons. They're not stupid. They're going to do the easy way if we make it easy for them, just like welfare recipients all across America.
You know, Kelly, I hear the life that you're describing and the realities of tracking, and it makes sense in this day and age especially. But no regular person has to have a camera on them all the time. No regular person gets every single utterance checked against every other utterance. Do voters miss something, do you think, about the quality of the candidates they're asked to vote for or their records by this constant surveillance that we put them under now?
I mean, a regular person doesn't get to make daily decisions that affect millions of Americans. These people know what they're up against and know what they're asking for when they choose a public life. You know, we're not following people to the grocery store or on day-to-day things like that. These are events that they are trying to convince voters to vote for them. And so we are making sure that those voters have as much information as possible when they go into that voting booth.
Kelly Farr, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Kelly Farr is a Democratic political consultant in Washington, D.C. She's also a veteran tracker at firms like American Bridge. She followed John McCain and Sarah Palin throughout the 2008 presidential campaign.